the cornerstone, the first step. We're calling this cornerstone because if you're going to build a big building with a lot of things, you need a cornerstone. And the cornerstone of your business is what I believe needs to be truth on one corner, wisdom on another, ethics on one corner, and love on another. And it's all held together by common sense, which is actually a part of wisdom. And if you build your business on that cornerstone and don't vary from that, and then learn more and more about each one of those elements, and you realize what you know now is very little of what you really know about real truth and real wisdom and real ethics and real love and real common sense. You build your business on that, I think you're going to be very happy because you do reap what you sow. This is about planning your business before you jump. It's called look before you leap. It's called reality. It's called a bunch of things. And you know what? It's something a lot of people don't do. They just jump in, do whatever the people tell them without planning ahead. This is about your business. Listen through this. It's called think before you act. It's called look before you leap. It's called not being deceived by, what do you call it, emotional hype. Let me tell you a couple of stories. My dad was a good man. He raised a couple of his partner's sons. He helped raise them. So he totally trusted them. Well, when his partner died, the sons did this coup. And because he trusted them so much, he was blindsided. They took everything he had. It actually literally broke his heart and killed him. So I thought, ooh, wow. You know, and I was, you know, a young, out in the world person. I didn't know what to do. I actually saw it coming and tried to warn him, but he was so blinded by trust of these people that were very untrustworthy. I mean, his partner was a very trustworthy guy, but his sons were like Hophni and Phinehas. They were out for themselves and they would say and do anything for money. Well, I also had that experience happen to me, but I was a little more careful. I had a friend and our business had changed. And so he was going to go to work at a Kmart or something. I said, we don't need to do that. I'm a good salesman. You can run this stuff at home. But I was smart enough. I made a contract that's what we're going to do. I was going to do the sales. He was going to do the work. So I built a really decent little income, the equivalent of, say, $1,000 a week each. And he was doing the work. And I was wanting to learn new things because my whole life had changed. I was trying to learn new things. And that's one of the skill sets I think you should incorporate, always be learning new things. And I didn't realize what he was doing. He went and found another person and was kind of basically cut me out of the picture. Now, I could have, because I had the signed contract, I could have come back and done a lawsuit, but I go to my higher source and God told me just drop it and go on. And for me, that worked very, very well to kind of do what God says rather than what I think is best. And so you'd think I'd learn there, but no, I had these. I'll tell about two MLMs I did. I got in. Like I said, I was good at sales, and so I can help you with that. And I don't teach the stuff everybody else tells. Mine's real simple. Be honest, be true, be fair, find out what the person wants and give them what they want, not what you want them to have. So I built a really good business. I got in a great MLM. It was ethical, I thought. Built a great business. And I had equivalent, again, $4,000 or $5,000 a month coming in. And then the owners of the company retired and they gave it to their sons. Their sons weren't so ethical. They changed all the plans. They made it sound great. Oh, we're really doing this to help our people. But the truth was they stole all the money. My passive residual income was gone. And then I had that happen one other time. I built a business and I had $5,000 a month coming in and I planned it smart. I got the right people in. And then they did. They changed ownership. It got sold. And guess what went first? Oh, we're going to help you guys. We want to go back to the original. And oh, by the way, your $5,000 a month is gone and it's in our pockets. And all your work. And so that's the key. Do not build this for someone else. You build it for yourself. You keep it for yourself. I'm going to show you how to keep your all the people that you put together under your group, under you. And if something happens to the business, you can just add something else. You know, like instead of selling fried beans, we're going to sell snails. You know, whatever the game is. But you have the network. You've built the network. It should be yours. It shouldn't be your businesses or your partners. And the way to keep that there is you keep it, you build it, you tell the people actually up front, like I'm telling you now, if something happens to one of these income streams, we'll replace it with another. You want to keep your business together. If I go off the rails, you want to have your business that you can quickly say, hey, we need to do this. So that's the key. I don't know how to stress that enough, because fortunately, because my boss is God, things worked out very well for me. He oversaw my mistakes and my blind trust of others. And I have other stories like that too. Business is a weird thing. Some people are so into money and success and themselves that they will kind of do anything to mess you around to get their stuff. And they will, of course, make it sound like they're doing wonderful, kind of like politicians. Oh yeah, we're out for your good, while they're running backroom deals and stealing your money. So anyway, that's the cornerstone. First of all, you build your, and I think I've told you this before, the cornerstone of your business has got to be wisdom, truth, and love, and common sense, and good ethics. And then you also got to keep your organization yours. And you do that with, you know, having the right website, you have the right database, you have the right follow-up systems, you have the right things communicated to your people. So it's your business, your efforts. And then you treat your clients really well. You don't want to lie to them and manipulate them or use NLP to get them to buy something they don't need or want. But you can use NLP to help them, to give them good stuff, to give them things that they want. You really want to treat your clients well, because it's in giving that you receive. And when you have a good client base and you have, you know, some good worker base, then it's kind of like your business. And unless you get off the rails and get greedy and money hungry, or have an alcohol or drug problem, and those things are as bad as crooked lawyers, you know. And I'm not speaking out of observation. I'm speaking out of personal direct reality. So the cornerstones are looking first what you want to do, what you have. And here's one thing you want to do is, how much can you logically spend a month that's not going to break you? $100, $300, $25, whatever it is, you want to build that in, because, and you want to first thing do is make that three times over. Say it's $100. So you want to be making $400 or $300 a month, passive residual income. And you set your goals very clearly. Time goals. We'll talk about a whole section on goal setting later. Then there's a whole thing down the road we're going to talk about, is diversifying your income, because you want to keep, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. That's my reality, and I've had all of the basket crashed a couple of times. So, you know, you want to have some money in annuities, some money in real estate income, some money in different kind of income producing, like, say, you got a good 401k. I don't even know if they're that great, but we have money in a stock market with a very good trader or no learned trading. So you have your money. If one of the things goes down, something else will go up, or you have money in another place to live. So you have emergency money. So a lot of people really got hurt recently because they had all their eggs in one basket and that basket went away. So we'll teach that as best as I can. I'm not the expert at it, but I am better than I used to be by far. And I also believe much in hedging. So if you're in a market and the market goes down, you have some other things that'll go up, so you don't take those humongous losses. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But so once you get the money in, we have a whole section on how to handle your money. That's a course in itself. So let's get back to the topic here about cornerstone. So again, this is the cornerstone. It's kind of like ethics, wisdom, truth, love, common sense. And I would put, you know, just treating your people right. And you really have to do introspection. That's what that whole limitation removal is. It's mainly about finding these little things that we have that aren't so ethical, that aren't so valid, that aren't so real. And we end up screwing ourselves by using those patterns and techniques. Some of them are based out of fear, some of them out of greed. Fear and greed are not the great things to run your business from. Common sense, wisdom, love, patience, trust, but not trust in man, trust in truth and wisdom and love. Another way to put it is be a creator rather than a taker. They don't teach that in school anymore. We used to teach all about creation. you create a reality and then you help others. Now that it's about to take what others have. So be a creator, no matter what others do. That's the wisest thing I can tell you to do. And create with love, wisdom, kindness, ethics, all those good things. And be very creative. Always be learning something new. So that's one of the cornerstones. The other one is you set some goals, some very realistic goals, some short-term goals. And, you know, what we'd like you to do is make $1,000 a week extra. That's extra outside of your job, outside of whatever else you got going. And then you want to have business that you've built, this group of people that you've built, the customer base that you built. You want to figure a way so that's yours. I know that's not the new game. I've been in commune, so I know lots about communism. But this is about yours, because you got to be responsible for them. And when they're yours, you'll just build it better. You'll build it fairer. You'll build it more honestly. You build something that lasts, and you want it to outlast your lifetime. Because I don't know if you read the part about the near death, but there's a lot more to this life than this life. It goes on. The core of your business should be you reap what you sow. So sow wisdom, sow truth, sow love, sow kindness, sow common sense. So, because guess what you want to reap? You want to reap love. That's probably one of the biggest ones. You want to reap wisdom. You want to reap truth. You got some cores now. One, trust in God only. That's mine. You don't have to do that if you don't believe in God. And if you trust in God only, you got to get to know God, not some story in some book or some preacher out there telling you got to be saved. You got to get to know God personally, one-on-one. That's my number one. But if you don't want to do that, put truth, wisdom, and love as your number one. And then figure a way to build your business around those cornerstones. And set good, clean, simple goals. We'll go into goal setting. The first thing you do, I would set a monetary goal. You can always change it. But let's say you want to make $1,000 a week extra passive residual income. Maybe you'll start with $300 a month and then go to $1,000 and then go to, you know, bump it up. And the other thing is you want to keep your organization, your workers, your clients as yours. You're the boss. That's what this teaches you to be. You're the boss. Be wise. And I guess that's enough for now. And with all that, may truth and wisdom and love find their way into all the things that you do. And with that, I'm going to call it a quits.